Hey guys, hope you're all doing good. It's great here in the MTC. Don't really know how to start these recordings yet. Maybe I'll get something like, hola la familia. But that's like Josh's thing, so I should probably get my own thing like, bonjour la famille. Well, anyways, it's been good here. Not too bad. It's a lot different than I thought it'd be. I don't know. I feel like missions are like, I don't know. I've always thought that like it'd be hard, but like I shouldn't realize it'd be this hard. But it's awesome. Like the spirit here is great. Their classes are awesome. Got a great companion. He teaches me a lot, which is good. He's awesome. He's from Nigeria. So that's pretty cool. So I'm just going to read over my journal and see what actually happened. Oh yeah, so the first day we like got here and just kind of like had breakfast, orientation and stuff. Just kind of like talked about different things, and then like we had a welcoming from the MTC president and his wife. They're way cool. They're so nice. Like when we first got here, like off the plane, it was crazy. Like everybody, like I don't think they know how to drive here. It was insane. We get off the plane and like they're just like rushing us. Like we're just kind of waiting for all of our stuff in the airport, like all of us, and then they just like rush us to the car, and all of them, like you can see they have name badges. They're like, don't give anyone any money. Don't give anyone any money. So we like walk over, and then Elder Weaver like gives one of them like a dollar, and they like freaked out. Like it was like, they're like, you don't give any money to anyone. Like give that money. Like it was bad. And then, so yeah, that was crazy. And then they're like, well, aside from that, no, welcome everybody. Like it was really funny. Like, yeah, we're definitely not in Kansas anymore, that's for sure. But yeah, so we just kind of, after that, we had like the MTC president welcoming and stuff, and then we just went and played some foosball, you know, like the little table soccer. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. I hope that it's called foosball. And then ping pong. So we played that. That was pretty fun. They got like tables like that. We just do that every day. And then just kind of went over like housekeeping stuff. And just like all sorts of stuff. But, yeah. Oh, so there's like, let's see. Oh, dude, yeah. So, like on the plane, it was insane, that guy that I had the conversation with. Like, I don't even, oh, dude, it was crazy. Like, I didn't even know what the heck I was saying. Like, literally, I don't even remember a word that I said to him. But, like, he was, like, so interested in the gospel. And he said that, like, he was on a trip then with his family. Or, no. He was on a trip to, because his son was, like, a really good soccer player and stuff. And, like, he was, like, going. But he said his main reason was, like, he was just going to, like, try to find God. And he said that, like, what was happening, like, this was, like, it was the craziest thing. And so, like, that was, like, so awesome. And then we come here, and then we're, like, struggling to learn French. I'm like, how in the world will I be able to testify if I can't even speak? But it's okay. Get the tongues is true. It'll come. But, yeah, so let's see. So yeah, I don't know, like the days are just kind of a blur. It's like you wake up in the morning, you get dressed, you go to breakfast, then you have class, then language study, then class again. Then we like prepare lessons and stuff, and we teach people, or at least try to teach them in French through broken French and English. It's okay though. Yeah, me and my companion are learning. It's okay. But yeah, I think like, cause I've just been kind of like going through seeing. But yeah, definitely been taught patience a lot. So that's good. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, it's just like all the same, I feel like, every day. But yeah, I mean, it's been really good. Like, it's been fun. Like, we've all gotten to know each other and stuff. It's just kind of like, I don't know how to really explain it. But yeah, so, oh yeah. Oh yeah, so like we've been like learning like each of the lessons in French, and so we've like taught like this, they're like fake investigators. We taught them like 4 times so far. And, like, the first time, like, we were supposed to do it in French, but like we did not do it at all. Like, it was, we just had to speak in English because, like, no one can speak in French. And then this second lesson, we, like, tried our best to speak French. We, like, tried to teach them how to pray and stuff, which was cool, but it was, like, through broken French. But, and then the third one was, like, terrible. Like, me and my companion, like, didn't really have a lot of time to study because we were late to class. We're kind of late to class, like, every day. But that's okay. I'm learning patience, so it's okay. But, yeah. We, like, went in, like, we just didn't even know, like, anything. Like, we forgot to, like, start out with a prayer, and, like, it just was bad. And then today we were supposed to teach them, but then they, like, gave these other companionships more time and, like, just kind of gave us time to study. But, like, you can kind of tell we're, like, the only ones in the class that, like, aren't progressing in our French. So it's not good. Dad, if you have any good advice about how to learn a language better, that would be great, because I'm struggling a lot, just put it that way. But it's okay, the Lord is helping me, so it's good. But yeah, so we we learned how to like bear a testimony and extend like the invitation to be baptized, and like how to share scripture and stuff. But it's like, I think my problem is like, we're just learning so much and I'm like not really retaining it that well. So I think I need to like work on just retaining it. But yeah. Oh, I learned how to pray in French, so that's pretty cool. So yeah, I feel like this recording is like really boring, but that's okay. I'll get better at recording, but just know I love y'all so much. Miss you tons. Can't wait to hear from you and talk to you. See how this last week went for you guys. I know you guys were struggling a lot with me leaving, but just know I'm doing good and trying to do my best to learn language. And just want to leave you with my testimony that I know that this church is true. I know that Heavenly Father loves us and has a specific work for each and every one of us. And if we can really just realize what that work is before you even get out on your mission, like, that will honestly help you. And like, just know that that, like, your mission and, like, everything that, like, you do to prepare up to a mission is, like, used, like, almost every day. Like, you just gotta You just gotta learn the gospel. Honestly, like, that's what it's all about. I mean, our, like, purpose as a missionary is to fight and invite others to Christ. And if you can learn how to do that before you come on a mission, it'll prepare you so much. But, yeah. So, I know all this, and I read that to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys tons. Hope you have an awesome week. See you later.